was after I had left. And they moved everybody that was working for them in Fort Lauderdale. I had to move to Austin, Texas. It was mandatory. Wow. You had no choice. 10 months after they moved to Austin, Texas, they got fired.
Oh.
So that's the level of evil that these big companies. And then that all became iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio, yep.
iHeartless Radio.
Yep.
So forget that. Hey, it's 5, so I know you got to head out, but tell us what's happening with real estate.
Oh, yes, I'd love to tell you guys. I've got a brand new listing that just hit the market today. Yes, sir. It's a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. It's at 8235 Parkview Court over in Halcyon Meadows. Oh. It's literally about a block away from Halcyon Elementary School. Oh. So you can walk or wheel right to that school.
Nice.
It's a great area. The house itself is absolutely beautiful. The seller of the house is a good friend of mine. And this is the thing with Eddie and Hannah. When we meet sellers, and we start, and buyers for that matter, but you start to get to know them on such a personal level. As with sellers, the sad thing is a lot of them move away, and you become really good friends only to help them exit the area.
Right.
And that can hurt the heart, but a lot of times, and most times, we stay in touch. And I will say this, I'm amazed on how many people move out of Montgomery, like to Florida, North Carolina. Within a couple of years, I can't believe how many of them come back. They call us and say, hey, we're coming back.
Wow.
Yep. So anyway, this house we have is a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. Like I said, it's right over in Halcyon Meadows. We've got it listed, I think, right at $230,000, showing start today. I know we've already started getting a few calls. So if you're interested in a home over there or any home, give me or my partner, Hannah Grantham, a call. My number is 334-322-0662. We'd love to talk to you about real estate.
You'll be better with Bader. This is the man that saved me a ton of money, and it was cash that ended up in my pocket. Because I listened to the advice of a wise realtor named Eddie Bader, 322-0662. Thank you for your time,
man. Thank you, guys.
It makes Fridays so much fun.
I enjoy it, Greg. I look forward to it all week, man.
2 minutes after 5 now, let me talk about Montgomery Men's Health. For guys, there are a couple of conditions that we often have to deal with as we age, erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And they're both very, very common, and they're both very, very treatable. But when it happens, some guys, male ego, whatever, deny, put off, feel shame. And it's crazy to wait to get it fixed when you have Montgomery Men's Health here, created to take care of guys that are dealing with these situations. The reality is, and this isn't, you don't hear this often, but pills often quit working. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. Studies have shown that men will become more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. If you're not feeling motivated or experiencing lack of energy, always tired, fatigue, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, and maybe it just feels like you're going through life in a fog, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, they now recommend a testosterone and PSA check for prostate health. That should be part of every man's annual health routine. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. This is something that can change your life. You get the test, you get the result, and you get a plan. Here's how we fix it if the numbers aren't good. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that truly change lives. Men can get back that better energy, gains in the gym, better mental clarity. Yes, it does affect the brain. Improved sleep, a faster metabolism. It can help you lose weight because excess weight can also contribute to that sluggishness or ED. And you can book the same day you call. Time to start feeling amazing. Hit your goals for the year. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, we continue to have accidents this afternoon. Our latest is going to be on Rosa Parks near West Jeff Davis. In that area, we've got an overturned vehicle. There were injuries with that one. We also had an accident earlier, I-85 southbound at Day Street with injuries, and on I-65 northbound just before Highway 80. We're hoping that one's cleared up, and there are several other minor accidents all over Montgomery, but nothing really affecting traffic flow anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. It's the 4th annual Car and Bike Show this Saturday at Trenum State. Stop by the Patterson campus, 11 to 3, this Saturday for cars and bikes. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed sharply higher on Wall Street, erasing their losses for the week after the government reported a cool down in hiring last month. For markets, that was a welcome sign that the Federal Reserve efforts to fight inflation by slowing the economy with high interest rates might be making some progress. U.S. employers adding 175,000 jobs last month, down sharply from a big increase in March. The Dow up 450 points, finishing at 38,675. The Nasdaq gained 315 to 16,156. The S&P 500 added 63 points to 5,127. New York oil fell 84 cents to $78.11 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home, fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
It's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call. 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for Mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Hey, Biscuits fans, if you're looking for a great value on some 2024 tickets, look no further than our 20-game Flex Pack to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits. It's perfect for fans who want the flexibility to attend any regular season home game and includes 20 vouchers for games of your choice. They can be used in any combination. The choice is yours. And it comes with $25 in food bucks. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
May 3rd is Lumpy Rug Day, a day to get rid of that lumpy old rug. You know, I used to have one of those. Oh, my ex-wife hated that thing. Why don't you just accept the fact that you're bald, she would say. But now, I've got a better rug. It's very natural looking. And my new girlfriend says it makes me look much younger. Happy Lumpy Rug Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Democratic U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into their ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The U.S. Department of Justice said the couple surrendered to authorities on Friday and were taken into custody. It said they made an initial appearance before a federal judge in Houston and were each released on a $100,000 bond. Demonstrations have ceased at a small number of U.S. universities after school leaders struck deals with pro-Palestinian protesters. Deals have included commitments by universities to at least review their investments in Israel, a longtime ally. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 450 points. The NASDAQ rose 315. More details at srnnews.com.
But look around, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work and I notice the difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very warm weather pattern is locked in right on through the upcoming weekend. Rain chances are very much on the low side as we go through the evening hours tonight, with the low temperature down to about 64. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s with random hit-or-miss showers and storms here and there. It's a good forecast down on the coast, too, with daily highs right around 80 and not much change early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now,
you'd be toast.
I don't know what I did, but the phone's ringing off the hook. I was away from the studio for a bit because my other boss, Jim Watson, publisher of Boom Magazine, came by with copies of the May Boom Magazine. I hope you'll read it. I've got a column in there called My Sister Can Blow Up Your Sister. And for the most part, it's pretty light, but there's some stuff in there that I share that's real life. That's what I can call it. I hope that it touches a few people who are dealing with similar situations and take the proper course of action. So let's find out why I have three lines lit out of nowhere, starting with Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
Him.
What's happening,
Spencer?
How are you?
Wow, you're breaking up a little bit there.
Let me here. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get. How's that?
That's better. Much better.
Yeah, I think I was in an area where there are like lots of wires overhead. Hey, another good day for Trump today is as Hope Hicks laid out pretty much that that Michael Cohen called himself the fixer because he broke everything. That was one thing she said. Oh yeah, he liked to think of himself as the fixer. He's always trying to get involved in the campaign, but the campaign wouldn't have anything to do with him. And that they called him the fixer because they always broke everything. But the other thing she testified to is that the reason Trump, you know, was paying Stormy Daniels is because he was very concerned about the effect of that on his family, which undercut, you know, and supports exactly, you know, what the payment was all about in the first place.
Right.
So I mean, it was not a good day for the prosecution. Of course, you know, this judge and this jury. I don't know about the jury, but the judge is heavily slanted for lots of different reasons, not the least of which is he's a big flaming left-wing bedwetting liberal who has contributed money to Biden directly, and his daughter's a huge Democrat fundraiser, raised millions of dollars for the Biden campaign, among other things. And there's just a lot of stuff that he has said off the bench that would get most people kicked off. And he's letting all this other conduct come in, which, you know, that's the reason why the Epstein case got overturned, is because when you let other uncharged conduct come in to try and, yeah, you know, make a person look bad, then you end up poisoning the jury, and they can end up convicting somebody not for the actual crime they're charged with, but because they think they're a bad person.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much well known in criminal law, and that is a major mistake for a court to do. Major mistake, you know. But I think what this judge is looking at, since he's so political, he's like, yeah, well, you know, maybe they'll reverse me, but I'll do enough damage, and, you know, won't get up to the appeals court until after the election, and then the damage will have been done. You know, that's so cynical and sad that we've got judges that do this kind of crap. But, you know, I've been practicing law for 35 years, and I've seen it. You know, I've seen it in state courts mostly. Not very many federal courts allow this kind of crap to go on. This is monkey business. So, Niger. That's the president miscalculating and the crappy foreign policy we have. You know, what's going on over there. You got a bunch of leftover Wagner Group Russian soldiers harassing the remaining Americans on the base there. And you got a paramilitary leadership in Niger that doesn't like the Americans anymore, and so
who does like us around the world anymore? Does anybody like us?
You know, here's the deal. You don't have to like us, but you have to respect us. But as long as we have Biden in place, nobody respects us.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't feel respect. They don't feel threatened. They don't, you know, they don't have anything like that, you know, going on. So, you know, that's just, you know, horrible. And you know, that's the reason why we got to get him out. By the way, I'm not a big Rasmussen poll person, but boy, he put out a poll today that basically shows the bus wheels coming off.
Really?
Of the Biden campaign. Oh yeah, he had Kennedy with 9 points, and he had Trump, I think, 10 or 12 points up on Biden now.
Yeah, I saw another one that had about that that much too.
It's a likely voter poll, but I don't trust Rasmussen. You know, it's not Rasmussen anymore. He sold his polling entity, you know, so it's not really the Rasmussen guy you used to see on TV. So, just like Drudge is not Drudge anymore, right?
Drudge is a joke. I haven't looked at Drudge in months.
Well, that's just a left-wing rag. You might as well just be reading Axios, you know? Any of the other people need to understand that, too. That the only reason I go on to Drudge is to see what they're worried about, you know? So one thing's for sure, have you seen, you need to go on to Hot Air and see the latest story with the video of all the pro-American students on these four different college campuses shouting down and saying, you know, four more years and USA, USA to all these Palestinian protesters. It's awesome.
Yeah, there's been the frat boys are kind of becoming a thing around this, some of these campuses now. They're standing up for the flag, and it's great to see. You're right.
Yep.
Well, since the first frat boys got over $1 million in GoFundMe donations, wouldn't you?
yeah, you know what? Hey, that's fine. That's entrepreneurship.
Well,
as long as they're doing what they say they're doing, you know?
They're going to have a party, but they're going to donate a ton of that money to charity. And you know what? None of those charities will include George Soros.
That son of a bitch.
No kidding. All right, my friend. Listen, you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Chad.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Up next, we have East of the Rockies.
Yahtzee!
Yes.
Hey, look, where can I find a copy of Boom Magazine at the hinterlands? I'm out in Elmore County now.
I'm not sure. I know that the boss is telling me he was bringing some to AMS Studios in Prattville. He starts in the city and then expands out, so there'll be somewhere.
Yeah, I get the digital copy, but I like to hold it in my hand. Greg, I enjoy your writing, and I'm looking forward to the article on your sister, but I'm really looking forward to the article on Yahtzee matches with your mom. I think that is so much fun. And I enjoy hearing your stories about that.
I think I did write one long ago.
You've done that. It's been a while then, huh?
Yeah, it was a few years back. In fact, I also wanted to write a column for Mother's Day, but I just couldn't make it work. Sometimes you get a good idea, but it just doesn't pop out the way you hope. So you go to the next one. But I wanted to write one about how every man really needs multiple mothers throughout his life.
Yes. Yes, that's right. You are correct, sir.
Who modify our behaviors.
Have a great weekend and stay out of trouble, my friend.
I think I can manage that. All right, thanks, East, and I'll let you know what we hear about Elmore. Papa B.
Hey, Greg, Rosie. You know, every time you do these stories about people falling from the sky or running into mountains or whatever, see, I have neuropathy. Mm-hmm. They're like Pavlov dogs for pain. I can just hear of a story or listen to the screaming, and they start firing up, man. I don't know what it is. But it's a sympathetic reaction or something like that. So, but there's one thing you can be sure of. You're not going to catch Papa B on one of those little kites that fly over my house around Elmore County.
No.
I mean, I'm just about convinced, Rosie, that the Lord, I mean, I've done so many stupid things in my life, I'm just about convinced the Lord's looking for an opportunity to begin with, you know? Well, okay.
I don't think so.
This is it. You know, I've had all I can take of this guy. But anyway, so I did want to say one thing about one of your sponsors there, Montgomery Men's Health.
Sure.
Look, you know, I have a really bad back. Rosie knows this. And the level of medical care that it takes for me just to be up and going is intense. Now, thankfully, we haven't. But, you know, about a year ago, I started thinking, you know, I mean, I was really suffering as a man, okay?
Gotcha.
And I was like, what? And then what was going on? So I went in, and Greg, My testosterone had bottomed clean out.
That's how it's very insidious. It happens without realizing it until you're dealing with the symptoms we describe about low energy. It's happened to me.
Right. And so I didn't understand it, but they said all that medicine, all the medical treatment had done that to me, okay? Now, once they corrected that, well, let me just say it this way. Everything else works great, okay?
If you do, use that
language. No, you're hearing wrong.
Somebody else. So, anyway, they're great, man. I'm telling you, they solve
And all the stuff, high energy, better, you know, mental clarity that you talk about.
Yeah.
It all has come together in amazing fashion. But I can say one other thing. I don't know if this is actually attributable, but I can't think of any other way to say it. My hair is growing again.
Yes.
I have to get a haircut about every 3 weeks. No kidding.
Yeah, no, it impacts everything.
In and out.
It impacts everything.
So, and it was only because of y'all's recommendation that I found it.
Let me ask you this, because I often, well, you know, I've been to Montgomery Men's Health a number of times. I always go for the latest information. One of the examples being that study that showed that men will avoid going to bed or being in a romantic situation because they're terrified of failing at intimacy. Yeah. But I really love the way that practice is set up. You don't feel like it's festival seating or you're waiting forever. They're very good about getting you in and out promptly, and I love the way they run the show there.
It really is very comfortable feeling, you know. They make you feel completely at ease about everything. And, you know, it's professional, but it's not a cattle drive, you know. Like you go some doctor's offices and you're sitting there and then you're in the little waiting room, and then
the bigger waiting room, and then the ultimate waiting room, where they tell you you got to go to this room to get a test. So, yeah,
right. I mean, I've been completely comfortable in the whole, you know, through the whole process, and it absolutely has been fantastic for this now 63-year-old man.
Yeah, I bet you helped some people with this call, Bobby, and I appreciate your honesty, man. And I'm sharing right along with you. Yeah, if a guy is dealing with all this stuff and has done nothing about it, that's just nuts. Get your life back. Get your life
back. Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
That was really incredible for him to share that part of his experience.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful. Grateful to be witness to that. All right. Miss Murray is going to be joining us in a minute. Got some great entertainment and streaming recommendations for the weekend just ahead. And we'll talk to her. Let me get a word in about Clark's. God, I mentioned earlier, we have a very grateful member of the Clark's Club named Paul B., who, not long after, I mean, this is good timing. When you join the Clark's Club and then your system fails and needs replacement, you're going to get that priority service, so you're not waiting forever and a day. And I might recommend you do what I did and get a system through them. They carry great products, and they service the products that they sell. And the unit that we purchased for our place has dropped our power bills. We were on budget billing with Alabama Power and Light, and we started at $395. And believe me, the way the bills were, that was a break starting there. But it kept dropping every quarter. They reevaluate and give you a new number. It has now dropped six consecutive quarters to $191 a month. $191. That's less than half of what it used to be. So it's paying for itself. And it gives such a great and immediate result. When you need it cooler or warmer, you feel it almost within seconds. Clark's also employs some of the best plumbers you will ever work with. They can address any problem from the buffalo valve to the backyard fence underneath the house. They have technology to go there if there's an issue that can't be seen. They've worked on, say, I had a friend that had water in the walls. Well, how do you fix that? You call 277-2125. And get them out to take care of business. And if you're a member, you get a discount on parts and labor for any repairs or services that require that. That's Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Fantastic people. You'll feel comfortable with them in your home. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 09098. Traffic and then your local news next.
We're still littered with accidents on I-85 southbound. This is going to be just past South Union. We've got a new accident off on the right side of the road. A couple of cars there. All lanes are open. Also, West Jeff Davis at Rosa Parks in that area. We've got an overturned vehicle. Watch out for emergency units working there. Several other minor accidents, but nothing really affecting traffic flow. We are still extremely busy on the boulevards, the interstates. Pratt, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs, giving you the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Legislation allowing for a vote on a statewide lottery and the authorization of casinos continued to stall in the Alabama Senate on Thursday, 2 days after a late-night vote fell one vote shy of advancing. If approved, the gambling proposal will go on the statewide ballot for a vote August 20th. Two historic sites connected to the civil rights movement in Montgomery will be receiving over $750,000 in federal grants. The funds will go to the Alabama Historical Commission to rehabilitate the historic Moore Building and support the Freedom Rides Museum virtual reality experience. A man is in critical condition after being shot by a Montgomery police officer Thursday afternoon. The shooting happened at about 2:30 on Troy Highway near the intersection of Parktown Way. The circumstances leading up to the shooting have not yet been released. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
You need a renovation without the complications. Call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very warm weather pattern is locked in right on through the upcoming weekend. Rain chances are very much on the low side as we go through the evening hours tonight, with the low temperature down to about 64. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s with random hit-or-miss showers and storms here and there. It's a good forecast down on the coast, too, with daily highs right around 80 and not much change early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASE Credit Union Vacation Loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Our movie maven, Miss Murray, her movie minute, brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at 119 East Main in Prattville. Or call 730-1268. We welcome now Ellen Murray. Good afternoon.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. By the way, before I forget, I wanted to thank you and Pam from AMS Studios, who sponsor your segment, for being at my anniversary party the other night.
You know, I had such a good time, and it was so cool to meet people that have been listening to me and coming up and recommending movies and telling me how much they enjoyed the segment, so it was really nice.
In fact, somebody called in with a recommendation, and I will not forget to mention it at the end of our segment. But you always tee up some great stuff for the weekend viewing, some gems from the past. Where would you like to start today?
Well, I have three movies that I have seen and do recommend. So first one is called Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
I've talked about Black Mirror before, and it's kind of a future technology creepy series, but this is a standalone movie that is unique in that it's a choose your own adventure movie.
Really?
So it'll get to a point in the story where you have to use the remote control and pick what you want to happen next, and then the story continues from there, and it's pretty cool.
That reminds me, I don't know if you recall the Clue movie that came out that gave you several different options for the ending. But that was very different from what you're describing here. And what's the streaming service on Black Mirror Bandersnatch?
That one is on Netflix.
Okay. What else?
A movie I saw quite a long time ago called Secretary. And I don't know what made me think of it, but Maggie Gyllenhaal is a girl who kind of had some self-esteem issues, and she goes to work for James Spader, who is a very exacting sort of a boss. And
what happens in this movie?
If she makes a typo in her correspondence, he will spank her or do some other kind of, like, sexual games with her. And, of course, they fall in love. So, I mean, it's just a quirky love story.
Well,
told in a wish thing.
I'll tell you what. James Spader does a great job playing quirky characters. And it sounds like he's a perfect fit for this. Yeah. And where can we find that streaming-wise?
That one is on Prime. You can also watch it on Tubi and Flex with no charge.
That's nice. Thanks for sending us up with some freebies to watch. Where would you like to go next?
Lastly, there's one called Where the Crawdads Sing, and it was just a couple years ago. It's on Netflix, and it's about a girl that lives in the bayou, and she kind of basically raised herself because her parents both disappeared, and all of her siblings took off to live their own lives. So she's just growing up alone. She's self-sufficient, and she is accused of murder, so she has to defend herself in a trial, and you learn the whole backstory. And it's really good. I read the book first. It was a very popular book, and the movie is good.
I forget you are a prolific reader and have often read the book before the movie, and I know one listener named Crawdad who will probably want to check that one out. What streaming service has Where the Crawdads Sing?
That one is on Netflix.
This is why I sometimes call you the Netflixer, because you know where the good stuff is. And there's some new stuff on Netflix, right?
It's getting better, yeah. Like, for a while, you would sit for an hour looking for something to watch on Netflix, and that would be all your movie watching time. But the Unfrosted movie is out now, so I'll probably watch that this weekend, maybe with the kids. And Freud's Last Session is one that I'm really interested in.
Oh, the Freud movie.
Yeah, Sigmund Freud, and it's about him and having a deep conversation with C.S. Lewis, who is a very well-known writer for Why the Witch in the Wardrobe, but also he has a lot of Christian apologies sort of stuff. So
Anthony Hopkins strikes me as a great choice to play Freud, and that alone makes me want to check this one out. Also, the fact that I've spent many hours of my life in therapy sessions, so there's that too. I understand there's some stuff down the road that's coming to Netflix. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's just two quickly that are coming soon. One of them is May 16th, and that's the new season of Bridgerton, which I like. It's a very fun sort of a girly, romantic Victorian England.
I like that description. Because you know what? Everybody I've heard about Bridgerton over the past two seasons generally has been a woman. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's May 16th that's coming back?
Yeah. And apparently it's coming out in two parts. So part one is May 16th, and then there's a second part in June. And then finally, I just saw that there is going to be a new version of 100 Years of Solitude, which is a very famous book by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And it's going to be a 16-part TV series.
16-part?
So,
100 Years of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that too is based on a book.
For your literary listeners.
Ellen, is Bridgerton the same series that was on Masterpiece on NPR? Was it a Jane Austen? She started it but never finished the book?
It's much more raunchy than Jane Austen would ever write.
Well, what do you mean it's much more raunchy? What should the Bridgerton...
I mean, there's a lot of sex in it, is what I mean.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the heads
and
up on that.
And also because it's, modern, there's, interracial relationships in Victorian England, and the Queen is black and that sort of thing, so it's a little anachronistic.
I did not watch it. But it may have been on screen at my home because I remember walking past the television and seeing something that caught my eye. It's sort of ahead of its time in that regard, I suppose. Now, we had a listener...
There's a lot of gossip and a lot of people behaving badly, and that's the appeal of the show.
Somebody called in and asked us to ask you about a movie called The Guardian. Are you familiar with that one?
I'm not.
They said if you're not, if you had time to watch it and do a review on it. Just a suggestion.
Okay.
But apparently
your
opinion matters, which is nice to know.
Well, that's so nice to hear. Thank you.
And thank you again for joining us. It was great. You know, Wednesday night was a celebration and a thank you of so many people who over 19 years have been part of this, but... People like you and Pam and others who are bringing something new to the table for this next phase, and I hope it lasts. You were there. Was I not asked to do another 20 years?
Yeah.
You were.
All right.
20 more years.
Yeah. That was really kind of cool. So I hope you're a part of it. I really appreciate what you do for us on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays around 5:35 here on News Talk. And yes, brought to you by... AMS Studios in Prattville, AMS-studios.com. It's a place you got to check out, especially with Mom's Day coming up. Get her a gift certificate. Let her decide what she wants off their incredible menu. You have a great weekend, Ellen Murray.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
This Pop-Tart movie, I finally saw a video trailer for it on TV just because it's Seinfeld, and I have so much respect for him. He really was probably the unsung hero this week because he finally said this PC crap is killing
comedy
and entertainment in general.
Yeah.
He mentioned that not one of the networks, every year the networks would always hype up the fall season. As soon as the 1 year ended, over the summer they start. They haven't picked up any sitcoms because it's almost impossible to do one without having some group sitting there like a hunched up porcupine ready to shoot its quills and daggers. Because they don't like...
being offended.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings. Like that... And she was the star of the week. I even sent her whiny ass getting pulled over by the police office for driving the wrong way, which even, down a one-way street, which even the most liberal people would say, you probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And she was traumatized by all kinds of things, social anxiety... she was non-binary. I mean, she pulled out every leftist gag trick you could think of.
The child of enabling helicopter parents, for sure.
Yeah. Helicopter parents who hovered but never really came back to the ground to see what was really going on with that kid.
Or absentee parents.
Yeah, there's that too. I remember in the 80s, a consultant said, you're going to be dealing with a change in your approach to audience coming up because... there's a generation now with both parents working That's when they told women, having children, what a waste of time. Get a job. And the latchkey generation came along in the 80s. And they said, you're going to be talking to people whose kids will be letting themselves in the house and will be alone for 2 to 3 hours every weekday afternoon. And sadly, there's a lot of that that can be blamed.
You know, I think your mom was a lot like my mom. It was like, suck it up, buttercup. But if you needed her in a pinch, she was there.
Yeah.
She was your, you know, not your best friend, it's but like, she was your greatest supporter.
When I came in today with my bleeding chin, you were concerned, but...
Yeah. Well...
She thought I had jelly on my chin.
Yeah.
But I was bleeding like a stuck pig. It was horrible. Ambulances, but stitches.
You're fine now.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
I'm just trying to milk every iota of sympathy I can out of this situation. You know why? Because I'm a male. I don't have a better reason than that.
And a drama queen.
I have, over the course of time, been asked...
When did you become such a drama queen?
I don't know. I can't give you a date on that. But thanks for asking. It is 5:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Don Duncan is open on Saturday. So if you've been putting off getting your car taken care of, get to one of their locations. They got great waiting rooms. They got coffee. If all you need is basic service, they'll get you in. They'll get you out. Look them up in Millbrook on Highway 14, right at the top of Mount Duncan up there with a great view, a vista, if you will, of Millbrook and Prattville and Deetsville. And sometimes on a clear day, you can see Slap Out from up there. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Long. Get the works. Get your car on the road and know who to partner up with when your car needs service or a problem fixed. Look for Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, on Facebook, and that's how you talk through a sudden burst of gas. Let me get a traffic update in here real quick at 5:47.
Well, we have a new accident. Northern Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway. Please use caution if you're in that area. Also, a couple of other accidents still being worked. I-85 southbound, just past South Court. We still have a couple of vehicles off on the right. All lanes are open. Just watch out for those folks. And somewhere in the vicinity of West Jeff Davis at Rosa Parks, we had an overturned vehicle earlier. That one should be about to clear. But please use caution if you're in that area. Very busy everywhere right now. Cars are loaded up on the interstates. The boulevard's light to mostly moderate traffic. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
This just in from Jim Watson, my publisher at Boom Magazine. Because somebody, it was East, wanted to know where to find Boom Magazine in Elmore. You can get it in the next couple of days, not today, but the next couple of days. At Coosa Cleaver, Adams Drugs, all the Adams Drugs locations get Boom. San Marcos, downtown Wetumpka Shops, the Wetumpka Library, and El Patron, just to name a few. So East, I hope you're still listening. That's where you can find Boom Magazine, the actual hard copy. Coosa Cleaver, Adams Drugs, San Marcos, downtown Wetumpka Shops, and the Wetumpka Library, and El Patron. We got to get our, who's the guy that comes and joins us from Wetumpka when they have the art shows? He's great.
Yes.
And I can't, and I apologize if you're listening, sir, but we got to do more of that. I think Ms. Murray has raised our cultural awareness bar here, and it's good to promote those kinds of events. And they're fun to go to. Downtown Wetumpka has just been transformed. Who was on that one?
Jacqueline.
Tomlinson?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. You're not cleaning
you
the bathroom?
Did you check your
phone? Do I?
Have you seen your phone, both of you?
Yes, we did. In fact, I held it up to Rosie so she could see it, too.
Yeah, I didn't get the pictures.
No, I sent them to you.
You did? I didn't get them.
I did. I sent you the picture of the whole little company, the whole little, all the little girls and their little outfit.
I see.
And then the one of Lola and Emmy.
Yeah, I see it right now.
I cried. It's okay, I cried. It's fine. It's not even beautiful. The real rehearsal.
You're talking to a dad here who probably has the strongest eye muscles in America from trying to not cry at similar events.
Dana looked at me and she's like, seriously? And I'm like, I can't help it. So, yeah, it was adorable.
Of course it was. Yeah.
And while I was listening, I think the Wetumpka Art Show is actually coming up on the weekend of May 18th.
Ah.
I think I saw that on Facebook. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it's coming up like this month.
All right. I got to touch base with Larry Stevens and have him touch base with our contact there because he's great. And boy, does he know art.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to just call and say that I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, that we have dance recital. Mom and Dad are going to be in town.
Is it possible that things will calm down at some point next week enough for you to come and join us in the studio?
Actually, maybe. I think that they will because, you know, dance is now over until the fall.
Oh.
So my Wednesday afternoons have opened back up.
Well, happy pas de deux to you.
I know. I'm just saying. So, but I wanted to touch base and just, you know, say, hey, I'm alive. We're good. I'm not staying in the bathroom today. I've got little Bolo in the back seat. We're heading home to get our weekend started.
Well, you know, we've missed you.
I have missed you guys.
So we gotta get that fixed and get you back in here ASAP.
We will talk this weekend. We will converse and we will get a plan.
Hey, did I? You missed a good dad joke.
No, oh, I'm sure I did. I'm sure you're going to repeat it for me too.
Well, I used to work for an Oregon. Never mind. I can't even say it.
You used to work for an Oregon.
An origami company, but it folded. All right.
What happened?
Still want to come back next? Oh, geez.
She's playing hard to get.
Yeah, she's playing coy. You're toying with me now. I don't mind it when women toy with me, but at some point.
Well, I told you about Stevens. What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear. And I just looked at him.
Yeah.
And I'm like that. I can't do this. I can't do this with two of you.
All right, here's a fresh one. What happens when you anger a brain surgeon?
What?
They'll give you a piece of your mind.
Yes. I'm not doing this with you today. All right, guys. Have a wonderful rest of the show.
At least pass that on to Jared.
Love to your parents.
I love you.
Love you too. All right. 5:52.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Live Sunday, September 15th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, it's the Randy Travis More Live Tour, featuring a special appearance by Randy Travis.
Forever and ever, amen.
Come see Randy's longtime touring band, along with his co-star in The Price, James Dupree, as they perform all 16 of Randy's iconic number one hits.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river.
Sunday, September 15th at the Impact, the Randy Travis More Life Tour. Tickets available at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. They'll look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call. 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Well, if you're on Zelda Road, please watch out for units responding to Gatsby Lane. That's going to be right near Firehouse Subs and All About Kids Pediatrics. A vehicle turned onto Gatsby has hit a tree and gone into a house. The house is now on fire. They are working that one. We've also got an accident. Copsford Road in Prattville. It's backing up traffic on the ramp from 65 North. If you're coming up 65 North towards Copsford, a little bit of a slowdown there. Northern Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway got an accident there as well. Buckle up. Be safe. We've got little minor accidents everywhere, and traffic is still very busy all over the area. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Thank you, Eddie Bader. Thank you, Ellen Murray. Thank you. And everybody who tuned in and called this afternoon, appreciate it. Thanks for an incredible week. We start over again on Monday morning with Rich Thomas, who's back, and Jay Scott. Have a great weekend, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
That was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With us on News, I'm Keith Peters reporting heavy storms have continued to slam the Houston area. Already dangerous flooding has widened as first responders launch numerous high-water rescues, including some from the roofs of flooded homes. The National Weather Service on Friday reported more than 11 inches of rain during the past 24 hours in the Houston